Hi, I'm Josh.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And we're Parentally Challenged. Welcome back to the Parentally Challenged podcast, where we talk about the joys and struggles of raising children on the autism spectrum. These are our experiences and opinions, and they're not meant in any way to offend or judge anyone. We are by no means autism experts or child raising experts, and always remember that every child is different, including children with disabilities, and things that work for us might not work for everyone.
All right.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. Do you want to explain the changes we're doing?
Yeah. So we're going to make a few changes on the show. Obviously, we're still fleshing the show out, evolving
the format.
Yeah. We're going to structure it and what we're going to talk about and this and that. So we'll kind of explain as we get there. I'm just giving you forewarning that we're changing things. It's a very slight change. It's not really a change at all. It's just more like what we're calling it
kind of thing. Yeah, it's still just, so you know.
And then you probably noticed that we missed a week. We didn't actually miss a week. What happened? So it would have been 2 weeks ago at this point. But what happened is we had recorded our show like we normally do. And then I had it sitting on my machine. I thought I had posted it. And then it sat there and all week, and I realized yesterday that I forgot to post it. And so instead of just posting it and then posting another one the next day, I decided we would push it out a week. So I posted it for last week.
Last week's today.
Right.
And then today's is going to be next Wednesday. A
week out.
So when you're hearing this, it'll be a week from when we recorded it.
Right. And so the only reason I'm telling you that is so that if you do write in or anything like that, just be aware that the show's a week out. And so anything like that will be a week delayed.
Uh-huh.
So.
All right. Now that you have explained how... we're recording now.
Right. Well, and speaking of write-ins, we have not received a single email yet, and I would love to get some feedback from
anybody,
any listeners about what you like or what you don't like, or, if you have any questions for us or anything really. We'd love to put that on the show or, talk about it or whatever.
Yeah.
So write feel us free in. To write in. It's parentallychallengedpodcast@gmail.com.
And he will re-repeat that at the end of the show.
Right.
And also have it on
our website.
On our website, right. Which we'll have at the end as well. So,
but anyway, so the thing we usually lead the show off is our ups and downs for the week. So why don't you go ahead and start with your down?
Yeah. So my down for the week is I have been trying to, I know that we've talked about it before, but I have been trying to get it so that I'm not in Odin's room at night. And he's been doing fairly well with me just sitting him downstairs with him when I first take him down, but the middle of the night is still kind of a struggle for him. He seems to, I don't know if it's his fogged, sleep brain, or if he just doesn't like the fact that I'm not, laying down with him, that he starts to cry to the point it wakes him up. And it's a little heart wrenching because he's so upset. And since he doesn't speak, it's hard to, comfort him when you're trying to do that. And it just makes me feel bad. Pretty bad that, and that's been my down for the week. And, and it sucks to have him wake up at like 2 a.m. knowing that he has to go to school the next day.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if he's going to be very effective at school.
Right.
So it's.
Yeah, you definitely don't want it to affect his school, but you also.
I know it's something that needs to be worked on, but
sure.
It's. In like when I'm obviously when I'm down there, I'm half asleep too, where it's like, oh no.
Right. And so you're a little easier to
sway.
Yeah. That's a perfect word. I was going to say convince.
Yeah. No, it's much easier to sway me where it's like, oh buddy, it's okay. It's okay.
Sure.
Mom will make you feel better. And it's, It's been a struggle. what about you? What's your down for the week?
So my down for the week is a little weird, and you know, it's funny because I'm sure a lot of working parents deal with the same issue. I've been feeling like I wish I was home more lately, which, I mean, obviously I know you gotta work, I gotta work, you know.
Yeah, I don't.
The family, but I just feel like I miss out on a lot because I'm not home. And I guess that's been kind of wearing on me a little bit more lately, but, and I'm sure it's just a phase. It's not something I thought about typically before, but it's just something that's kind of been wearing on me and maybe putting me in a down mood lately because I feel like I'm missing stuff because I'm not here. But like I said, I'm sure it's like a phase thing. Maybe there's other things.
I mean, I understand how you feel too. And like you said, I'm sure a bunch of working parents understand how you feel. Sure. It's, you know, especially when Odin was first born, since he was being babysat so much, I felt like I missed out on everything, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure he walked for the first time at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that was the first and only time in 5 years that he danced, and they got it on recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. You know, it might be too that, you know, we're done with kids and stuff, and so there's not another kid to look forward to kind of growing up kind of thing. And Xander's getting older and he's in school. And so,
yeah, you know, both kids are in full day school now. And so that's the other thing, is it's like, even if I was home, they're both in full day school now. So,
yeah. So, you know, I think it's understandable for sure.
And like I said, I think it's just a phase,
but that's been yours for the past week or so.
You know, that, you know, switching diets and stuff, and now I'm getting all
emotional.
Not emotional. Mood swings. Is that better?
No, that's not better. I don't think you're supposed to have mood swings, but that's okay. Your body's rejecting the health and wanting the grease.
Hey, at least it's not angry mood swings.
No. All right, so I guess my up for the week has been Odin's good mood.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to steal mine.
No, probably. I know what yours is, so I wasn't going to steal it.
Well, I had to, just...
just in case.
Yeah.
No, Odin has been, especially this last weekend, because he's been struggling the last little while, just being upset and losing it all day, or being, like, just completely naughty, you know, especially with his potty training and stuff. Like, just letting loose everywhere, you know. And this weekend, in the last couple of days, he's actually seemed to be in a fairly good mood. Like, he's back to normal Odie, you know, where it's like, yeah, he's a little squealy, which that's fun.
Yeah.
I
mean, the squealing on top of all the other things kind of wore on you a little bit. It added to the stress level. But just the squealing alone is completely tolerable. At least I'm used to it.
Yeah, the squealing doesn't bother me if it doesn't have, you know, he hasn't been punching the walls and pushing his brother and being mean to the dog and jumping from the counter to the table and playing with the stupid blinds, which I fixed.
And getting into the freezer.
And then peeing on the floor on purpose and looking at you. So, but no, that was been my up for the week, because he's been, seems to be back to where his normal Odie self has been, you know, normally. And it's been the last couple of weeks that he's been struggling. So honestly, I felt a lot less like a bad parent,
because
I wasn't having to yell at him every time. I was like, get out of there, get off the cable.
Yeah. We had a really good weekend.
Yeah. They had a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah. It was, yeah, I liked it. But yeah, that's been my up for the week, is Odin starting to get back to his normal Odie self, which is fantastic for everyone, including him, because he seems a lot happier.
So my up for the week, and it's kind of a weird one, but we might have mentioned this before, but we camp out in our front room sometimes, and It initially happened when we all needed a
humidifier.
A humidifier, and we only had one humidifier. And so the solution was to put us all in the same room so we could share said humidifier, right? And I really enjoyed that, even though
we were all sick,
that a few times now we've just done that just because.
For fun.
Yeah, for fun. We just, and the kids love it. Like when we start pulling the mattresses out and stuff, because it only takes a minute to pull our mattresses out. We don't have like a ton of bedding or anything. We just, you know, and so we just pull the mattresses out into the front room and pull the dog kennel out into the front room and we all just camp out.
Yeah, the kids get so excited.
And the kids get super excited when they see us start pulling the mattresses out. And so it's just fun. Like, and we did that, well, it was last week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it was just fun. Kids calmed right down. Like, they didn't get, like, they got super excited, but they didn't get hyper about it.
Yeah, they got into their cuddle positions right. And were like, ready.
Right. As soon as, like, I couldn't even get both mattresses down and pillows and stuff before they were getting in their spots and getting all comfortable. And so
it was so much fun. Know. And then Sander, I was like, who do you want to lay next to, mommy or daddy? And he goes, no. And he was just like this queen size bed, this little teeny body is laying in the middle like it's all mine. You guys have to share my single
twin
bed.
Yeah.
And then of course Odin was just wedged in between, I think, the twin and the couch, and was like, I'll lay in my nook, thank you.
And so once the kids are asleep, then you do adjusting.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite experience, or like memories, I think, is just, you know, camping out in the front room with the kids.
Yeah, that's definitely a fun thing that we do every now and again.
Yeah,
I think.
And the nice thing is, since we pull the mattress out, like, I don't sleep any worse or anything. It feels like, as far as the comfort, it's exactly the same.
I sleep better.
And so, yeah, obviously, because the kids aren't getting you up in the middle of the night. And obviously, since we're having sleeping struggles anyway, it's not something we want to do a ton.
No, but it's a fun, you know, it's a fun treat every now and again. So, I like the kids' faces when we start pulling out the mattress. It's like, yes, please. Oh, sweet God.
Right. And like I said, since we don't have big bed, like tons of bedding, like we usually... me and Sarah have our own blankets that we use and stuff like that, you know, on our, it's super easy, you know, it takes a few minutes to pull it out and it takes a few minutes to put it away in the morning, and it's easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my up for the week. And
yeah, I'll have to agree. That was pretty fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Although that's not what I thought your up was going to be.
I know. Burying the lead.
I am burying the lead.
No, just save it for next week.
Oh, all right. Rude. Okay, we just Johnson that. All right, so our next topic is food for the week.
Yeah, so have you tried any new food
for the week? I haven't tried any new food, but I have been looking into, you know those, so you know how you're on a diet now,
mm-hmm.
and I've been looking at, for weeks and stuff, looking at some kind of meal supplement mm-hmm. for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I'm going to need your help looking into some that I found, because
mm-hmm.
you're better at that kind of stuff than me. But it's literally a meal supplement, because not that I'm going to starve the kids, but they don't eat breakfast ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have good ones out there where it's, you know, like instant breakfast, but not so grammed with sugar.
Yeah, not so much sugar.
Yeah, so I've been looking into, you know, that kind of stuff where it's, you know, better vitamins and minerals and, you know, all the stuff that they need to eat that they haven't been eating. So it's not that I haven't tried a new food, but I've been looking into those kind of stuff, like those meal supplements too. And, you know, not obviously not protein shakes, because mm-hmm. protein shakes are different than meal supplements. I'm not trying to get them weight gain or anything like that. Like, they're not building muscle. I just need them to have a better option for breakfast.
Well, you don't want them to get all swole?
No, I don't. Odin's already has enough muscles in his legs to, like, compare to a kangaroo. I really don't think he needs any more muscle on him.
No, but, and then we switched their juice as well.
Oh, we did.
How's that been going?
Well, it doesn't help that they still have a few of the little Neos sitting up there. But Xander seems to like it just fine. And I don't think Odin cares either way because he's getting juice.
Not, yeah, as long as it's not pure water.
Well, and see, you know what the funny thing is baby likes water.
Yeah, no, yeah, he'll ask for water all the time.
Like, just water, please. Yeah. Odin, on the other hand, is like, what is this clear case of crap?
You gotta trick him, in fact. Because he'll sit and watch to make sure you put the juice mix in. And so sometimes I'll just, like, put it over it but not actually squeeze.
Yeah, he listens, have you noticed?
Yeah, he's smart about it. He watches.
Yeah, the only time I ever give Odin water anymore is when I put it in a cup. Because then I'm like, that's what you're getting. That's all you're getting. And he's like, fine. And he drinks it and, like, throws it in the sink like, jerk. Make me drink this clear crap. You know, and then, of course, Odin's interest in your sodas.
Yeah, and I let him have a little because it's something new that, well, I guess we've talked about this before too, that, you know, I let him try a little, but I don't give him a ton, or usually I just let him finish off a little bit in the bottom of my cans when I get some ice and a drink, but
yeah.
The problem is like, if we leave a can sitting, like, if I pour a can into a glass of ice and I put it on the counter and I'm like, oh, I'll throw it away in a minute. That we had to fix that because I can't leave cans on the counter because then he goes and gets any, you know, good to the last drop, you know.
And then he'll run away from you laughing so hard, thinking he's being, like, mischievous. It's like, dude, there's nothing in it.
Right.
And then he hands it to you like, I got the last drop, Mom, don't worry. And I'm just worried about him cutting his tongue in the...
Right,
because he sticks his tongue in the lip. And it's like, dude! And then, of course, he likes to break the can tops off and drop it in because, you know, Odin likes to drop things.
Yeah, and then he shakes it and then he starts little drops of syrup. And, just a mess.
Yep. So,
anyway.
Yep, that's our food for the week. Again, it wasn't anything that I've tried yet, but it is something I'm definitely looking into, and we'll keep updated if I eventually find something.
Yeah, that I mean, we had tried some kids, like...
Boost?
Yeah, I think it would Boost something.
Yeah, it was Boost.
And they seemed to like them fine. They were just kind of expensive.
And they had a lot of sugar in them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, it's not, I'm not one of those parents that's like, no sugar, no sugar. But at the same time, it's like, there's so much sugar in everything. If you look... That it's like, I don't want to have to, like, just give them something full of sugar.
Right. Well, what I was going to say is if you can get them to like it enough, like my meal supplement shakes, you know, they don't have a lot of sugar, but they taste great. And so if we can get them to drink something that doesn't have a ton of sugar, but they enjoy it enough and it's, you know, going to give them the vitamins and stuff they need when they won't eat otherwise.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, it's just what you do.
Yeah.
And then if we can, or what I was going to say is if we can cut down sugar in one place, they're getting plenty of sugar in other places.
Everything else, yeah.
And so it's just one of those things. It's not that we're anti-sugar. We're just, if we can cut it somewhere without them caring, then why
should we? More power to us.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's our food for the week. What is our next topic, good sir?
Well, so our next topic is, why didn't I think of that? But we've also decided that it's just kind of going to be a... Because what we've done in the past is it's just been basically a product review kind of thing, or
a product recommendation kind of thing. Yeah, so we're just gonna go over products once a week that we found that either we've used or something we're looking at using.
Or we thought looked very useful.
Yeah, something like, you know, for other people.
Yeah.
And we'll give our thoughts on it.
Yeah. So the one I wanted to talk about this week is the kind of iPad cases that we use. And at this point I swear by.
Yeah, they've been dropped down you can see back there, our nice flight of stairs.
Yeah,
it's a two-story house, so they've made it all the way down two stories.
Been down multiple times down the stairs.
And they are both uncracked.
Yeah, undented.
And trust me, we have gone through cases and cases.
Yeah, we tried several kinds of cases, and they would always either peel off the you know, the rubber protective part, and then eventually the plastic underneath would break because they're constantly peeling it apart, or it just that it wouldn't stand up to them in general if for whatever reason. But these cases, like they're called, they're by the company, I think, is called Beetle Defense. And they make all kinds of cases for different devices. I'm pretty sure they make them for all the iPad, you know, models, and then several Android models, probably the more popular ones. But when we upgrade the kids' iPads, which I think we're going to be doing later this year, I'll definitely be buying more Beetle Defense cases. Cause,
yeah, they have been the best cases that we have had.
Yeah, we've had to replace one, but it didn't damage the... It wasn't because it was going to...
It didn't damage the iPad.
Right, I think the...
It was the... I'm pretty sure it was when Odin chucked it down the stairs and it landed on the tile and the case itself actually started to crack. Oh,
the plastic, yeah, that holds the screen cover on started to crack. And so... and then after a while, Odin just...
Yeah, he was starting to peel it up and was like, ew, let me break some plastic. Right. But so, that was a... Yeah, that was not a...
Yeah, these cases, they're shock resistant, obviously. Went down 2 flights of stairs. I mean, obviously, we've only used the iPad mini ones so far, but I imagine that they'd hold up other devices.
Yeah, and I mean, these things have gotten chucked across the room.
Right.
Gotten thrown at the dog.
Yeah. And they have a screen cover built into them, which is nice. I don't usually prefer them myself.
But if you're going to have kids and have sticky, nasty fingers, trust me, you want a screen cover.
Yeah, it's definitely nice for kids because... You don't have to worry as much about what they're leaving on there or them peeling the cover off or stuff like that.
And it's, I mean, they haven't seemed to have a problem either with, like, navigating on it with that screen cover on. Because we did have one once that I remember that they had a really hard time getting it to navigate.
Yeah.
So, it was, I am thoroughly pleased with them. Because, like I said, those things, I mean, they get dropped constantly. Yeah.
Well, and the other benefit is they're not super expensive. The cases I have there, we currently have on their iPads, I think they were $20 each. They're not super expensive and they work great. I mean, you have kids constantly tossing them, throwing them down the stairs and throwing them at things, and the iPads have held up great.
And it has gotten stood on at least once or twice.
Right. And that was my next point is we've already had a broken iPad because of a case that wasn't necessarily made for kids. And so we obviously we've broken a couple iPads.
Get to this point.
Right. These cases have been, I'm surprised that they've
lasted
as well as they have.
We have gone through some iPads and some cases, and these ones are definitely the ones that I believe that we will buy again.
Right, I'll definitely buy these again. And so if you're interested or you need something like that, I'll link the cases that we actually bought on Amazon like I have in the past, and then I'll go find the Beetle Defense website as well.
And then link it as well.
Yeah, and so you can see their whole gamut of cases that they have available to, because I'm pretty sure I've seen Android cases as well from them.
Oh yeah, well it wouldn't make any sense not to.
Well, it just there's so many variations of tablets.
And well, no, I know, but at least have some. Right. You know, at least the more popular ones.
The more popular ones, or the more I'm sure like they have Galaxy Tab cases and stuff like that.
But you provide the links.
Yeah, I'll provide the shinks.
The shinks.
I'll provide the links.
I'm pretty sure that's the slur somewhere.
No, I don't think that's what I said. No, but
slinks.
I will provide the links in the show notes.
Maybe that's what we should just call them from now on, is our slinks.
In the show notes.
The slinks down there. It'll just be our words. Anyway, so
moving on, the next section, which we usually had as our something we thought of differently because of autism, but we're just going to open it up a little bit and just call it our discussion topic, like what we want to talk about this week, like And it could just be, it could be something we thought about differently, or something.
It could just be something that happened this week, or
something that we just want to talk about that's related to parenting.
So this week, our discussion is picture day, because we have had all kinds of interesting
picture day experiences.
Odin's very, very first picture day. He wasn't even a year old yet. And you had, what was it, Bell palsy? And the one side of your face was completely paralyzed.
Right. And this was back before Odin regressed as well. So.
Yeah. And so that was really cool. He smiled. He was super happy. And then, you know, we progress forward to where he's in school. He doesn't want to make eye contact. He is having a hard time sitting still. And we're like, well, let's try this. Let's try this. And the first picture we got back, he had food on his face.
Yeah, he had something on his face. I don't even know what it was.
And you could see that he was signing more. And the only thing that angered me about the whole thing is I'm like, you guys couldn't have just wiped the crumb off his face? Like, it was so there. Like, I don't care any face he was making. Just wipe the crumb off his face.
Right, and so I ended up having to go into Photoshop, and I just touched it up a little bit because it was just a little bit of a crumb, but it was very noticeable.
It looked like a mole, but if you know Odin, he doesn't have a mole.
Right.
And then the next year, it was a little bit better. He still kind of had the, like, what are we doing look. And last year's, we finally did get a smiled one, where that's nice. And so his picture day is coming up for his new school. And I am super excited because I'm kind of wondering, because the person that's doing it works at one of the other charter schools in the state. And so he knows, I would assume, how to work with autistic children. And I'm kind of wondering how this one's going to come out. So I'm a little nervous because I'm like, I don't want to have to tell them, please God, don't have food on his face.
Well, and then when we went and took pictures as a family.
Oh, yeah.
Your side of the family at
JCPenney's.
Right. And he actually was kind of funny because he, when everyone got up and they were trying to figure out who they were taking pictures of next, he went and sat down in the chair and was looking at the photographer like, I've done this a few times. Let's go. Let's get this done. And I remember sitting there thinking, take pictures. Take pictures. What are you doing? And she was sitting there like switching stuff out. And,
like, yeah. Well, she did get a really good picture of my mom and Odin.
Right. And it's kind of funny because my mom, it's a picture of Odin and
my mom
and Sarah's mom sharing a, you know, precious moment. And my mom loves that picture. And it's kind of funny, I think, but not at the same time because he's still her grandchild.
Well, yeah, and you could just see the joy on Odin's face because my mom was giving him a kiss and you could just see his face like, oh my God, grandma's kissing me. You know, but of course, when everybody else went to go sit down, it was like candy in the face.
Yeah. Well, if I understand right, the picture was not even meant to be a picture. It was just kind of, she was just shooting the camera to.
Yeah, she was testing
her lens.
Not the regular ones that we were sitting down, right. But the one with my mom. Yeah, she was just testing lenses and films. And my brother and his wife, who were buying the pictures, saw that and purchased it for my mom. Mm. Because it was a fun, like, moment that she caught. And she didn't even realize that that's what she was.
Yeah,
catching.
That's one of my favorite pictures.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a cute picture because he is very fond of his grandma, even though she doesn't think so. But
he's very fond of grandmas and grandpas and
anybody who will give him a popsicle. But my mom used to tend him a lot when he was a baby, and I know she doesn't think that he remembers, but he does, you know.
Sure.
Because when he gets tired and stuff, he'll go curl up next to her.
Yeah. And both of our kids, they're kind of funny because, you know, they both just love their grandparents, and it's nice that, you know, that they enjoy them both. And Xander, he's always asking, you know, call grandma.
Yeah, and if he has a grandparent on the phone, he just shies up right away like, oh, no.
Yeah, he's always asking to call grandma or call grandpa, and then as soon as we do, then he gets all shy and, like, doesn't want to talk or.
Yeah, or he hides his face, and then he'll want to hang up on you.
Yeah.
That's all he wants to do, I think. He wants us to call you so he can be like, ah, I'll be shy and I'm gonna hang up on you. But he loves pictures and Snapchat and stuff, so yeah. That kid's weird. I love that kid.
I'm just excited too, because obviously Xander's first picture day for school is coming up
tomorrow.
We don't really have any of his.
Well, we haven't had the funds to honestly do family pictures and stuff like that. And then with Odin and stuff, I'm just not sure how to go about that anyways.
I think the same way we did when we went and took them with your family, probably just do the same thing. It's like you said, it's been a financial thing at this point. We just didn't have money for it. Like our last picture, family picture we went and took when I had Bell's palsy and Xander Odin was just not even a year old. My dad actually paid for that because he wanted a family picture.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that at some point. But back to our topic at hand is Xander's picture day, since I went over all of Odin's stuff and how nervous it makes me for him to get pictures. I'm kind of nervous to see how Xander's come out. Like, because he's so different than Odin, you know. Is it like I don't know. Like, that's my problem. It's just like, I don't know. I hope he does well.
I'm sure he'll do fine.
And it is a different. He does have the same preschool teachers that Odin had, but his first pictures were taken at a different preschool.
Right.
And they seem to be better after that. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm just like, oh, I just want him to like have a big, because he has the best smile ever, you know. And it's like, you know, I don't want him to, I don't know. You know, I'm just, I don't know, this is like such first world problems, but I'm just like, I want my kid's picture to come out okay. You know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's my discussion for the week. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, he's going to add something.
Well, no, it's just I didn't have it in the notes prior, and so I didn't want to forget when I do the show notes for the posting. And
fair, so, sorry. Fair enough.
Not meaning to be a distraction.
Okay, so on to our next topic, which is?
I
was talking to you.
Well, no, I just figured you were going to do it because you started. But we also like to discuss a thing for each of us outside of being a parent. We learned recently that, well, a while ago now, but anyway, we learned that it's also important to take care of yourself. I mean, for a long time, because of, you know, medical things going on and stuff, we never did anything for me and you. And, but your dad taught us that that's something we need to work on too. Pay attention to us, get our time.
Yeah, we still are individuals outside of parenting, which you need to help nurture those so that you're not stressed out all the time, basically.
Sure.
Do you want to start out this week since I started out everything else?
So mine's usually the same, same old, same old. I mean, I enjoy getting, so now that the kids go to bed, not now, they've always gone to bed about 8:39, 9:30 at the latest. But since I've realized that I need less sleep to function and I function better off a little bit of less sleep, it's allowed me to have a later evening, which then gives me extra time to play games without feeling like I'm ignoring the children
or having extreme screams in the background. Right.
And so I've been getting to play games a lot more at night and get, you know, that time to wind down before bed and stuff like that. And that's been a lot of fun. I'm experimenting with Twitch streaming when I play games.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like I'm good at it or anything just yet, but something I'm toying with.
Cool.
So, what about you?
I don't know. I haven't had a lot that I've been doing lately because I got sick and then I got tired and then Odin and nighttime and then I'm tired again. I think honestly what I'm looking forward to most is No Mercy. It's like I said, I have a horrible thing for my WWE. Hey, and
everyone likes the Rudeness.
And I'm
their thing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been enjoying, because they've done the brand split, and I've been enjoying the SmackDown pay-per-views more than the Raw pay-per-views.
I think that's intentional, because I know when they did the first brand split.
Good. Banana split.
Anyway, I know when they did the first brand split, it was about the time that I kind of stopped watching. But based on comments and stuff I'm reading nowadays, it seems like Raw overpowered SmackDown by a huge margin.
Yeah, I think honestly, because what I was reading before too with the whole brand split is that they didn't split the talent very well either. It seemed like most of the hard talent went to, or not hard talent, the better talent went to Raw versus SmackDown. And this time it seems like they divided it pretty well.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know,
Ahead. Then the last time they were doing different things, like, you know, you'd fight for the titles and they would switch between the shows, whereas now they just have a title for each
show. Yeah, the only thing that they don't have that's the same is one has Intercontinental and the other has the U.S. title.
Right, but it's equal, basically.
Basically, yeah. So this weekend is No Mercy, and I'm hoping beyond hope that my Dean Ambrose gets his world heavyweight back, because I screwed John Cena and AJ Styles.
It's going to be John Cena. It's always John Cena.
It might be John Cena, but you never know. AJ might retain the title, you know. And don't get me wrong, like, I enjoy it thoroughly. Like, it's so much fun for me. Mm-hmm. So I actually can't wait to watch SmackDown tomorrow, because I watch it on Hulu. So I always watch it the day after. Uh-huh. So, and then, yeah, that's my, something I'm looking forward to this weekend is my No Mercy pay-per-view.
All right.
So.
Any other thoughts?
I'm tired. It's been a week.
It has. It's only Tuesday.
Exactly. So, nope, I think that's it.
All right. Well, if you'd like to email us and write in the show or ask us a question or tell us how you think we're doing, feel free to email us at parentallychallengedpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find our show notes and the email and different ways to subscribe to the show on parentallychallengedpodcast.wordpress.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at @_SB, and you can follow Sarah at @Cartman5000. And I think that will do it.
Bye, everybody.
Hi, Doga.